We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. U.S. health officials are warning of an E. coli breakout that they have connected to romaine lettuce grown in the Salinas Valley. The CDC telling people to throw out any prepackaged salads that have romaine from Salinas or an unknown origin. KCBS's Scott Letary has more.
Here we are at Safeway in the salad section, and there's some, it looks to me like there are some, like this one right here, Southwestern romaine lettuce.
Yeah.
But there's no point of origin. How do you feel about that?
I think it's scary that E. coli is on lettuce even, and I think they should be more aware of it, and even though it could be a cut to their money, I think our safety is more valuable.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reporting that 40 people have been sickened, 28 hospitalized in 16 states. The CDC advising,
discard any product or any whole heads or romaine hearts that they may still have in the home. And, you know, if they're out in a restaurant or other food service, to ask and make sure that that retail outlet can inform them that their source of romaine specifically doesn't come from the affected areas.
Dr. Trevor Suslow is the vice president of produce safety for the Produce Market Association. The California lettuce industry is reeling after a series of illnesses broke out last year that drove consumers away. Scott Letary, KCBS.
Two more suspects have been arrested in connection with a fatal shooting at a Halloween party in Orinda. D'Amico Donez was arrested yesterday and has now been charged by the Contra Costa DA's office on two felony firearms possession charges. San Jose Mercury News, meantime, reporting that Frederick Johnson was also arrested in connection with the case. Five other suspects were arrested last week. Contra Costa County Sheriff's officials are expected to release more details about the arrest today. Five people were killed in that shooting.
Parents and teachers who say they were roughed up by the Oakland School Police are filing a claim against the district, the precursor to a lawsuit. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says they claim they were attacked by cops during a peaceful protest at the school board meeting.
It happened a month ago. Parents and teachers and kids protesting planned school closures at the Oakland School Board meeting. This video shows police shoving protesters, six of whom were arrested. Parent Saru Jayaraman says the cops left her with a torn ACL and other knee injuries.
When we showed up with our guitars and musical instruments, the school district showed up with about 20 police officers, school police, Oakland Unified School Police, with metal barricades and metal batons, and some with guns, and us with our children standing behind us, and proceeded to descend upon us with their metal batons, beating up parents and teachers who are here today.
They're filing a claim, which the school district has 45 days to deny, and then they'll sue in federal court, claiming violation of their First and Fourth Amendment rights, says Attorney Dan Siegel.
The district and its police department retaliated against them for coming to the school board meeting to express their views.
The school police defend their actions. The district will not comment on the pending litigation. In Oakland, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
It's being called routine, the road work that's forcing multi-lane closures on the Bay Bridge this busy pre-holiday weekend. KCBS's Jim Taylor has more.
For hours, three lanes will be closed in both directions. And while it is the middle of the night, maybe you got to get to SFO. Bart Ney with Caltrans.
But there are some backups that happen in the middle of the night, and so that's why you're starting to see us use our changeable message signs more, giving people more information about what's going on out there. But this happens pretty regularly with the Bay Bridge to keep up the electrical systems. In particular, this time it's the west span, the San Francisco side.
So what's happening in which direction, which night? Can you tell me?
Yeah, we're going to be closing three of five lanes, eastbound and westbound on the bridge, starting at 11 o'clock at night on Saturday. And then Sunday night, we won't start until 11:45, and we'll take two lanes in the eastbound direction, and they will open before 5 a.m. on Monday.
Yep, all lanes expected to be clear and open for the Monday morning commutes. All the latest traffic developments are reported right here, around the clock. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
You know, the competition is underway at San Jose's Christmas in the Park. KCBS's Jennifer Hodges says people are hammering away building holiday-themed playhouses.
We're painting Lego, the classic Lego man.
Holiday-themed playhouses line the street here at Christmas in the Park with corporate sponsors and volunteers doing the work.
Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they will be on display here at Christmas in the Park for the public to come bring their families by, visit, see them, and actually vote on their favorite playhouse.
Patty Wang Cross is with Habitat for Humanity. They sponsor the event.
There is definitely voting, and it gets pretty competitive. If you look around here, you'll see some of these themes are pretty outrageous. They're pretty over the top.
We have a second playhouse that we're building that's unicorn theme, so we're doing all the different pink, purple, blue, gold sparkles for the unicorn.
A few of the companies building today include NetApp and Bank of America. At Christmas in the Park, Jennifer Hodges, KCBS.
80 million pounds of food get thrown away every year in America alone, with three quarters of it ending up in landfills. As KCBS's Dan Mitchison reports, there's a push to convert some of that wasted food into biogas,
which is a type of fuel produced when organic waste decomposes.
We can use composting systems to recycle food waste, but they only can handle a really small and medium volumes of food waste for the most part.
Patrick Surface is executive director of the American Biogas Council, he says.
We need biogas systems to handle the large volumes of food waste, and that especially means around cities or where you have a high concentration of animals and therefore food processing waste as well.
And your trash person could take this gourmet garbage to a facility, a warm tank, where the microbes in this food would get to work.
And those microbes naturally eat up the organic material, and they actually burp out methane, which is renewable natural gas.
San Francisco uses both composting and anaerobic digestion, which Surface says is the best of both worlds, meaning we get a better soil product and renewable methane. Dan Mitchison, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.